It's another day at school for Isaac to cure. The Ventura County teen likes the same things that many high school age kids like, things like bowling and video games. But the high school junior is also a little different than most kids his age because he's living with autism. What does that mean to him?
I think it means we sometimes do things we normally don't do.
Isaac was just an infant when it was discovered there might be some type of a neurological issue. Isaac's grandfather, Dennis DeCure, says the initial diagnosis was shattering for the family, but that fortunately it also turned out to be wrong.
We saw a pediatric neurologist here in Ventura who determined that Isaac was mentally retarded and would never achieve more than any child half his age, which was pretty devastating for us. And it wasn't until some time later that he was diagnosed with autism, and as it turns out, he's not mentally retarded. He's very bright and he's very capable.
The boy went to elementary school in Fillmore, where thanks to some educators who went the extra mile to help, he thrived. But when he hit middle school, he had a tough time without the same individualized attention.
In elementary school, we kind of thought, well, you know, this will be okay. But when he got to the middle school, it was a completely different world. He'd gone from a classroom with 15 or 20 kids to a classroom with, you know, 33 kids. And that's when we decided that we had to come here.
Here is Triton Academy in Camarillo. It's a unique campus run by the Ventura County Office of Education, which is focused on children on the autism spectrum. Brett Taylor is principal of the 80-plus student school.
Our students are students with a primary diagnosis of autism, and we serve students grades 3 through 12 from all across the county. If a school district, for whatever reason, maybe can't meet the needs or serve the student at the level they want, they would make a referral to us where we have well-trained staff, support, and structures in place.
Triton does something that most school districts can't afford. It puts a number of specialists in one place so children with autism can get a wide range of support.
Our districts as a whole do a wonderful job of serving students with autism, but there comes a point where that team is looking for something more specialized. And so we're really able to offer an environment to our students and our families across the county where we really get to know the students on an individual level, provide them a program that meets their needs.
Emily Mostovoy is Executive Director of Special Education with the County Office of Education. High-functioning children living with autism can do well academically, but because of the disorder, they often have a hard time with basic social skills like interacting with other people and making and keeping friends. Triton helps kids bridge the gap.
We're doing this on audio and you can't see me, but I get teary-eyed when I hear and think of those things. We celebrate every moment of success, and our students deserve it. We honor who they are and what they learn, and it's phenomenal.
More than half of Triton's students are in high school. Teacher Lauren Schaefer says the students in the program are doing well.
Our students are all on track to receive high school diplomas, and we do college and career readiness.
Triton recently learned it will have to move after the current school year because the Pleasant Valley School District needs its Temple Avenue campus back because of rising enrollment. The search is on for a new home, but Principal Brett Taylor says it's the staff and students that make Triton and not the location. He's confident they'll find something.
There's a few things we would like to have in place. One of them is a central location. Since we are serving students across the county, it's important that not any one of our population is traveling too far in the morning or in the afternoon. We don't want a kid on a bus for an hour and a half.
As for Triton student Isaac DeCure, he says he loves the school and even a subject that most of us perhaps didn't find so fun.
Math, exponents, and square roots, and calculus. I wish I could learn some calculus when I go into college.
Isaac's grandfather, Dennis DeCure, says it's hard to predict what the future will be like for the teen.
I don't know that Isaac will ever live independently. He's involved in an ROP, a work program, or a work research program, where they'll take him out into the community and they'll introduce him to different careers. But the future is still uncertain. We don't really know where he's going to end up.
But Isaac says thanks to Triton, he has some ideas about what he'd like to do.
Maybe get a job. I think I want to work in X-ray machines. That'd be cool.
In Camarillo, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.